And this is the part of the show that we call the Wake Up Calls Pet Project, because it is a pet project of ours to try and help rehome animals with Bark, Bendigo Animal Relief Centre. And we've got with us Ben from Bark. Morning, Ben.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on again.
You're very welcome. Beautiful dog today.
What an absolute
dog
beauty.
Today, yep. Yeah, very special dog.
I did actually oik when, or something similar when I saw the photo. We had the microphones open and I went to the picture. Oh, it's such a pretty dog. But that was earlier in the show. So tell us perhaps about bloodhounds in general, and if Aces are similar to that breed.
Yeah, look, Ace is a bloodhound cross. He's 8 months old and in looking for a new home with us here at Bark. Bloodhounds tend to be, as their name suggests, used for hunting and scent work. So they're very much a nose to the ground type of dog. So they're always using their nose to smell their way around and looking for new things. And that seems to take over their brain a little bit. So we're looking for a home that's got a little bit of training experience. And maybe a bit of hound experience as well, because they can prove a little bit difficult to train because they have that selective hearing, because all their focus goes down to the ground. So a bit like me at home, they choose what they like to hear. They're perfectly capable of hearing, but they can sometimes be a bit hard to switch on.
So really anybody who's had kids probably would be used to the selective hearing, that's for sure. Hey, tell me though, the thing with bloodhounds, say compared to like a beagle and other scent dogs, they always look as though they're too lazy to get out of their own way. I mean, is that fair, or are they a much more active dog than one might think?
Look, they are quite an active dog, although they do seem to have a very calm personality. So Ace is a lovely dog, even though he's an eight-month-old puppy and he's still got all those sort of puppy behaviours. He likes to play and run around and occasionally chew on a few things. He is quite a calm-natured dog, and he enjoys playing in our playgroups with our other dogs we've got in our care at the moment.
It's not often. Is it often you see this kind of breed of dog? I don't think I've seen one through Bark recently. Is that a fair comment?
No, I believe he might be the first bloodhound we've come through. We certainly see other scent hounds, beagles and things like that, but Ace might be our first bloodhound.
Wow. Now, before you leave us, two things. First of all, if people want to see more about Ace, it's on our Facebook page. What else can they do, Ben?
Yeah, they can also visit the Bark website. On the Bark website, they'll be able to view all our lovely dogs. Just letting all the listeners know today, guys, we've got 50% off our adult dogs for Thursday and Friday. Unfortunately, we've still got some dogs in our care that we've spoken about in the last few fortnights, so we're really keen to find them good homes. So if anyone has a look at the website there and sees an adult dog they're interested in, that price reduction is happening today and tomorrow.
And have you found it a bit more problematic during the lockdowns? I guess that, A, it's harder for people to get out and come and see the dogs, but what's the feeling been like there?
Yeah, it's certainly probably not more problematic. We're doing the same number of adoptions that we always do. We're just trying to find the best home for some of the dogs we've spoken about, and that's taking us a little bit longer. So
yeah. Okay.
They're all wonderful dogs. They're all social and all in deserving of good homes.
Yeah. Now, before we leave us to the other point, the domestic animal management plan that you guys are involved with, tell us about that.
Yeah, so the City of Greater Bendigo is currently seeking feedback from the public, both pet owners and not pet owners, to help update the local laws with relation to cats and dogs. So at the moment, there's a 10-minute online survey we're asking people to do that's available to view on the Let's Talk Greater Bendigo page. But you can also find it just by Googling Let's Talk Bendigo. What that survey will do is it helps people have their voices heard with their concerns and suggestions with relation to the domestic animal management plan. So if people can visit that website, it's really important for animal welfare and just to get a gauge on what the community wants in relation to dog parks and dogs on lead and general domestic animal care in the region.
Terrific. All righty. Ben, as always, great to chat. Let's hope that we can find a home for Ace, and we'll talk to you or one of your colleagues next week.
Lovely. Thanks again, boys. Have a great week.
Thank
you. Yeah,
you
too. Ben from Bark, Bendigo Animal Relief Centre.
Well, one of the big things that I would put forward, if it were up to me, de-sex, 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 and we wouldn't have all these animals that haven't got a home.
Yep, very good point. That is for sure. All right, it's the Wake Up Call. It's Robbo and Steve, Gold, Central Victoria. Good morning.